Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, if you're online or if you have children or grandchildren online, please take a few moments to listen to our next conversation. TikTok, the video sharing social network, has more than 2 million active user accounts here in Ireland. But according to new research, it pushes self-harm and eating disorder content to teenagers within minutes of them expressing interest in these topics. The research was published by the Centre for Countering Digital Hate, whose chief executive Imran Ahmed joins me now. Imran, you're very welcome to the programme. Tell us about this research. How did you go about it, first of all?
Well, we had heard from so many parents and kids that they'd been seeing eating disorder content, so what's called pro-anorexia content and self-harm content on TikTok, a platform that most parents don't know much about. You know, parents might use Twitter, they might use Facebook, they might even use Instagram and Pinterest, but TikTok really is a youth platform, and about two-thirds of young people use it for up to an hour a day. And there's this real disconnect between parents and their kids. So we wanted to simulate what's it like being a 13-year-old girl joining the platform, maybe with an interest in, you know, sort of losing weight or in slimming, in body image. And what we found was utterly horrifying.
So
we
you set up accounts, Imran, isn't that it? You set up accounts posing as a 13-year-old teenager. Tell us what happened within minutes.
So within 2.5 minutes, the first account was receiving self-harm and suicide content. Now, these videos come at a rapid pace on TikTok. It's just a constantly flowing set of recommended videos that an algorithm, a sort of the computer that sits behind TikTok, is working out, well, what's this person interested in? It's testing their interests. Within 2.5 minutes, we were getting self-harm content. Within 8 minutes, eating disorder content. On average, on these accounts, every 39 seconds, and harmful content was being sent to them. And that is a speed and a ferocity of distribution of this kind of content that we have never seen on any other platform.
Hang on a second. Before. Every 39 seconds, you were receiving a new video, and you are posing as a 13-year-old girl, is that right, after in setting up this account?
That's exactly right. So if you think that every 39 seconds harmful content's being delivered and the average kid spends around 60 minutes a day on that platform,
wow,
we are talking about dozens of videos a day. Now, what we know from cases like that tragic case of Molly Russell, the 14-year-old girl who took her own life in the UK, in England, and the coroner's court that investigated it found that Instagram was partly responsible for her death because it kept recommending her videos about body, about her body image, about eating disorders, about mental health, and that eventually normalized eating disorders for her. So she almost thought it was normal to want to hurt yourself. And this is a different order. This is sort of, frankly, this is the social media equivalent of, you know, the thermonuclear bomb being delivered to our kids on a daily basis.
Your research, am I right in saying, also indicated that the more vulnerable the person, the more they got in terms of content that could be harmful. Is that right?
Well, there was a very, so we set up two accounts in each of the countries that we studied it in. One of the accounts was just a normal 13-year-old girl with a randomly generated name. The second one was a randomly generated name with the words lose weight inserted into the username. So it'd be Sarah, lose weight. And those accounts got 12 times as much suicide content. But think about what that means. It means that TikTok's algorithm can distinguish when someone is vulnerable. And what it chooses to do is actually serve it more content. And we don't know much more than that. We just know what the results that we found, but it begs so many questions. Mm-hmm. How on earth does this algorithm, which is owned by the Chinese company ByteDance, work? How does it, what is it that it's doing wrong that it would actually, is this a malfunction or is this a normal function that it would deliver more suicide content, more self-harm content to someone it classifies as vulnerable?
Can I read to people what, Imran, what TikTok says about your study? TikTok says your study does not reflect the experience or habits of real-life users of TikTok. They point out that their guidelines ban content that promotes behaviour which could lead to suicide or self-harm, as well as material that promotes unhealthy eating behaviours or habits. And they say, we regularly consult with health experts, remove violations of our policies, and provide access to supportive resources for anyone in need. So what do you say to that?
Well, I mean, what an utterly negligent statement, showing an utter dereliction of their duty to investigate any failure of their platform that might put kids at risk. But the substantive point I'd make here is this. We also found separately a pool of videos linked together by hashtags, a community of eating disorder videos. We went and calculated how many views those videos had, 13.2 billion. So this is not a one-off. This is a 13.2 billion off. And that's just the videos that we found. There could be more. In fact, there almost certainly are more. And I think what's really important to remember here is that what we did is we simulated the first half hour of using these platforms and we recorded it. And the videos have been made available to all journalists, to legislators, and we've been talking to the US Congress, to the UK Parliament, to the EU as well. TikTok itself has never reached out and asked for those videos. Okay. And I think that is just a negligent dereliction of their duty to protect our kids.
Well, I know that the Centre for Countering Digital Hate has also, based on your research, a guide for parents as well. So people might want to check that out. But the Chief Executive of CCDH, Imran Ahmed, thank you very much indeed for joining us in the programme.